morning. We are here. Give us a moment. It is March the 1st, 2014. New moon in Pisces. Let's begin. We said earlier in the year that this was going to be a year of things finally occurring, of things coming that have been spoken of or prophesized or whatever term you wish to use for some time. And we stand by that because you are going to see for yourself that certain things do come about that have been spoken of for a long time. Now, we're going to back up a little bit because we'd like to reiterate something we've said to many but might be new to those listening now. And it is the idea that you do not live in a solid world. You do not live in a single reality with everyone else. Now, many of you are familiar with the dream state. Many of you know that when you are in a dream, things can change, things can move about, it's very fluid. And then you come into the waking state and you see what appears to be very solid. But we are here to tell you that the waking state is not much different from the dream state. It is more like the dream state you keep coming back to. What we mean by that is our vehicle for many years had a dream that was the same dream he would come back to all the time. And whenever he came back to that dream, he would remember things about what last time he was there. He would know people that were there. It was a very real place when he would return to that dream. And he'd wake up and he'd have the same dream a few nights later and be in the same place. And in a way, that's what reality is. We want you to think about it like that. Now, why is that important? Because many of the things that are coming are very individual, and yet because there are masses that will share it, it will appear like this is what's going on. What we mean by that is the idea that you and your neighbor, you and the person right next to you, do not live in the same world. You do not experience the same world. You can sort of see each other in the world, whatever, but your experience can be very different from the person right next to you. An example might be someone walking down the street next to someone else, and all of a sudden something falls off the building and crushes the person right next to you. Terrible thing, horrible. We're not here to say that this is good. Horrible thing. You are untouched. The person next to you has had a very bad experience, and we want to add a little bit of levity to it, but it's like that. You can be in the same place and appear to have the same experience and yet be very different. And why is that important? Because your thoughts are what are controlling to a greater or lesser degree your experience. And so what you fear and what you want guide you, move your experience. And so as you move into these times, remember that. You cannot save everyone. You're not here to save everyone. No one needs your saving. What people need to do is have their experience. Because everyone's experience is important. Everyone's experience is part of Prime Creator's expression of creation. And there's not a... We say often to our vehicle, nothing is broken. Nothing is broken. Even though things appear to be broken, nothing is broken. Nothing is wrong. And so keep that in mind as you go forward. If you can see yourself moving through, like weaving through the obstacle course of the next few moons, fine. But if you fall, if you land in the water, if you can't hang on to the rope or whatever in this obstacle course, that is fine too. Be very conscious of who you are in the scheme of things. You are a spark of Prime Creator. You are very important. And the role you play, wherever that role is part of the experience of Prime Creator. Now, our vehicle had the opportunity to pick up a broken glass last evening. And in a way, that it's a good metaphor of what we are suggesting, the kinds of experiences that are coming. A crash, a break, a smash to the ground. And you see little pieces of glass everywhere. And yet, even after our vehicle cleaned it all up, there were still pieces of glass that seemed to reach places that he would never have thought glass could have reached. How did that piece of glass get on top of that thing? How did that piece of glass find that little corner to hide in? In a way, your experiences can be like that. Yes, the crash can come, but your little part of it can find safe haven, can find a place out of the melee. So keep that in mind, because there's a lot going on. Look at what's going on in Russia. Look at what's going on in these places. These things are happening over there, not in your backyard. And they are having an experience, but it is not your experience. And the same thing can happen right next door and not be your experience. Or maybe it is what you are calling to yourself. We're not here to say what is right or wrong, but we know that you can be fearful. And in that way, find yourself where you don't wish to be. And so let us leave you with that. There's not much today, but we want you to think about fear guiding you to where you don't want to be. Fear is a great tool to warn you, but it can also be a weight that drags you down. Don't let fear drag you down. Remember who you are. Seek the high ground. Seek the higher place, and you will find it. Grab on to the sinking parts of the boat, and you will find the bottom. Know when to let go. Know when to move on. Know when to kick your feet and swim. Be alert. With that, we will depart. It's been our pleasure.